So in this period of time, when my father decides to go into the hay and grain business, he buys a 1933 used Dodge flatbed truck, and he announces to me, he says, you're going to drive the truck this summer, and you're going to deliver the hay and the grain. So we would harvest the barley and put it in sacks, and I would haul it to Solomon and store it in the back.
And then as you got orders.
As we would harvest the hay, I would haul the hay, and we would store it in the back. And then as someone needed a ton of hay, why, my father would say, here, deliver this to so-and-so, and I would go back to Solomon and get the hay and deliver it. And this was my...
That was your high school.
This was my high school deal for one summer. And I learned a few very, very important lessons, which have never left me.
Like?
Well, one of them, the best one I remember, and the man that taught it to me was a fellow in Safford by the name of Worden. I was delivering a load of hay to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Ellsworths. The Ellsworths were very prominent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was to deliver it to their barn. And when I got there, Mr. Worden, who was their foreman, said, all right. He says, put the truck over here. He says, I have to stack the hay. And he had a wall that was about 12 feet high. In other words, it was another 4 feet higher than this. And I pulled the truck up there. And he says, what do you want to do? He said, do you want to buck the bales off, or do you want to stack them? Well, it looks so simple that the least work would be to take the bales from the top of the truck and just throw them over the wall and let him stack them.
Mm-hmm. You know,
this is snap judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I did not remember, that every layer, and there were about six layers of bales. You know, a bale is about almost as big as this desk.
Okay.
That every layer that you toss to him, you go down one
thickness.
Yes. So eventually it gets to a point where you have to take the bales like this and raise them,
heave them
like this up and over, like, to get them over the wall.
Like, see, doing a, what do they call,
yes,
that? I don't know.
And as you do this, every layer becomes tougher and harder and more difficult and hotter, and the sweater's running in your eyes and the hay leaves are running in your nose, and you have yourself, and he is down there laughing
his head off
because he's known he pulled a fast one on me. And that taught me then and there that what looks easy right now might turn out to be very tough. So I sometimes give it a second thought. I'll never forget that.
That's a wonderful
story.
That's
one.